News 88.7 in Houston. I'm Gail DeLauder. Riders on Metro's Red Line say they're seeing delays now that the city has adjusted the timing of traffic lights. News 88.7's Grayson Bobian talked to commuters this morning to see how they're affected.
Since Metro Rail was launched in 2004, its trains have used a system called traffic signal preemption. As a train approaches a red light, the signal changes, allowing the train to pass through smoothly. Now, that is no longer the case for Metro's Red Line. One Metro rider, David Coburn, weighed in.
I've noticed it not only on the rail, but I've also noticed it on my drive in, which is great. And 2 days in a row, I made it all the way without stopping. That's never happened. But now that I'm on the train, it really is slow.
The changes are a part of a broader effort to improve transit in preparation for the 2026 FIFA World Cup. But as cars and buses move more freely, rail commuters are paying the price. I'm Grayson Bobian, News 88.7.
Monday is the last day to register to vote in November's election. The Texas Newsroom's Lucio Vasquez says voters will decide on more than a dozen constitutional amendments.
You can register online, in person, at your county's voter registrar office, or by mail. You'll just need to mail that application by October 6th. Alicia Pierce is a spokesperson with the Texas Secretary of State.
Texans will have the opportunity to weigh in on 17 amendments to the state constitution. And then depending on where they live, they will have the opportunity to vote on different local or special elections. So there's a wide slate of things for them to vote on this fall.
Early voting begins October 20th and runs through October 31st. Election Day is November 4th. I'm Lucio Vasquez in Houston.
Weekend football, the University of Houston is at home tomorrow night to play Texas Tech. Also, the Texans play the Ravens in Baltimore Sunday. We've had some rain around the area. Tonight, we're expecting a low around 72 degrees. Mostly sunny tomorrow, high expected near 91. I'm Gail DeLauder, News 88.7.